Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said yesterday that the state's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, was not responsible for the deadly Tubbs fire in 2017. PG&E still faces potential liabilities in the tens of billions of dollars resulting from last year's California wildfires, and the company has said it will file for bankruptcy next week. But activist Aaron Brockovich says the company doesn't need to declare bankruptcy, and that if it does, wildfire victims might not get the compensation they deserve. Brockovich is no stranger to PG&E. More than 20 years ago, she reached a $333 million settlement with the company over water contamination in Southern California. That case was made into a movie starring Julia Roberts. Aaron Brockovich joins us now. Welcome. And does this news that Cal Fire says PG&E is not responsible for the Tubbs fire change your argument at all that the company shouldn't file for bankruptcy?
No. Not at all. Matter of fact, I was up pretty late going through the 81-page report. And they state that, you know, the point of origin was near a primary structure, but because the evidence was so damaged and burned, they really couldn't conclude it was PG&E, but they say, on the other hand, it wasn't. So it's a very difficult read, and we're going to have a lot of experts that are going to say that they disagree with it, but this will continue to go forward, based on this report or not, into the courts, and hopefully, you know, into a jury trial.
In other words, the question was whether or not PG&E equipment, power lines, were responsible for sparking that fire. Let's talk about the bankruptcy now. What kind of compensation would the victims of these fires get in a bankruptcy situation?
Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's a long-term decision. We've seen PG&E go through bankruptcy before, but basically it's going to be a reorganization. And so everyone, they look at their secured versus unsecured creditors, debtors first. Now the fire victims could be first in line, but it would probably not be the full payout that they should get if the company was solvent, which in fact, as we've discussed, you know, Blue Mountain Capital has overwhelming evidence that they are, but they would actually not get what they deserve. So, you know, if they're short, let's just, you know, I'm just going to say 100,000. I mean, in a reorganization or bankruptcy court, you know, that could get reduced to half that amount or less. So that is the concern.
Yeah. Blue Mountain Capital is a major investor in PG&E. They've written an open letter that says there's overwhelming evidence that the utility is solvent. But the PG&E is saying that even if it isn't responsible for the Tubbs fire, it can't absorb the liability from the other fires that it has been found to be responsible for. So how can you stop them from filing for bankruptcy on January 29th?
Well, I don't know that anybody can stop them from filing bankruptcy. You know, there's many things that the state can do once it's in, you know, the hands of a judge. I think what's very important is the evidence that's going to come forward that would allow them to continue would be things like from Blue Mountain Capital with their evidence that the company is overwhelmingly solvent. They filed the SEC yesterday. They're going to start a fight to oust PG&E's board. So there's a lot of information mounting that shows that they are in fact solvent. So you get in there with evidence and documents and a lot of information that can change the trajectory of where PG&E thinks it is they want to go. And the thing that's very frustrating is, you know, I've bumped into this company many times, starting back in Hinckley, California, to, you know, a very similar case, if not identical, in another town in California that settled in 2005. And now Paradise, you know, this is a pattern of behavior that's really got to stop. And that's probably going to play itself out clearly in a court of law.
Speaking of courts, I'm sure you were following this development earlier this month when a federal judge in California directed PG&E to reinspect its entire electric grid and then to remove or trim all the trees that could fall onto the power lines. Yesterday, PG&E said that would cost $150 billion. So there's some argument about whether it's affordable or not. But broadly speaking, do you think that's the solution to these fires?
Listen, they've made a lot of money. and they pay out billions a year to shareholders. Yes, it's very important. I mean, as we move forward here in the state of California, and we all look at climate change and the weather conditions that are changing, it's ever more important that this company has infrastructure that is new and will not fail during winds or storms, which it has done in the past repeatedly, yet still not corrected.
Well, I want to ask you about climate change. Do you have any sympathy for these utilities? And I realize that's probably a strange question to ask Aaron Brockovich. They are facing these very difficult and more intense fires because of climate change. It isn't as if this is an easy problem to solve.
No, it's not. And you bring up an extremely valid point, and it's not an easy problem to solve. But you don't get yourself into a position that you are now being found liable for so many fires by just saying, OK, I'm going to throw my hands in there, throw up bankruptcy, and let's just get out of this. This is the moment where it is imperative for the state and for the people of the state and for the fire victims that at this table, PG&E get to that table, the state get to that table, the courts get to that table, and look at what it is they're going to have to do for the victims and what it is they're going to have to do moving forward facing climate change. And we're going to have to begin to look at that map of how we get that done, or we're going to continue to have really dangerous scenarios affecting, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the state.
That's environmental activist Aaron Brockovich, who's once again taking on the California utility PG&E, this time over the wildfires there in that state. Aaron Brockovich, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.